When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, so I got to come clean. There's something I didn't tell you and Figgy about the chili that I brought y'all today.
Oh, no.
Right? I'm so happy I haven't okay. eaten this
yet. Is a raccoon in it?
Hold on.
I'm trying to figure out if I'd be upset if it was raccoon.
So, I'm going to, just so people know, I'm entering a chili cook-off in October. And generally when I cook, I just kind of eyeball the ingredients and, you know, cut up stuff and put in these spices and that spices. So I did a test batch, which was 2 gallons. And you know, just so I can make sure I measure everything precisely, so when I get there, boom, 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 right?
You know, that makes sense. That's actually smart, because you can't just make it in a small batch, because when you try and scale up.
Yeah, the spices tend, the flavor profile, as they like to say, gets different. So I said, you know what, I'm going to make the test batch, so when I get there, good to go. But it's a chili cook-off, okay? What I didn't tell you, and this might, y'all might be good with this, I just feel like I need to confess and tell you, it's venison chili.
Oh, yeah.
We good?
Yeah.
No, Figgy's not answering.
I don't know. I've never had it.
Venison or just venison chili?
Venison chili.
Okay.
Oh, it's fantastic. Turned out, I gave some to my kids, and they're, by the way, I'm going to be going against one of my sons in the competition. He's making his own.
Yeah, I thought you were going to tell me that we were even about to eat like giraffes.
I thought you were about to say dog food in the chili.
Yeah. But I feel like I need to come clean.
The Wayans Brothers episode, man.
But you should give some to your wife without telling her it's venison first. Because it...
Yeah.
What reaction were you expecting?
I didn't know. Some people don't eat wild game.
Mm.
You know? And so I thought, I better tell
her. Well, I never grew up eating it. So I'm fine with it.
It turned out really good, if I do say so myself. But
I trust you.
I'll be the judge of that.
Y'all be the judge of that.
Yeah, I trust you. So do you gotta let them know at the chili cook-off? Or?
Yeah, you know, you put your category. What type of chili are you making?
Okay.
You know, some people are doing regular old chili, you know, pork and or beef or whatever. I'm doing venison as my... Because you gotta stand out. Sure. And my son is doing actually... a kind of a spin on Cincinnati chili, because he actually makes a Cincinnati chili that's good.
So he gonna put it on spaghetti?
Because I don't like Cincinnati chili. What do they call it? Whatever they call it.
What, Skyline?
Skyline. But his is actually very good. So you're trying to stand out to the judges and the fans, and I mean the people that are there and all that stuff. So I was like, I better tell him it's venison. I better tell him it's venison. I wasn't gonna do it.
No matter what, is it good with cornbread? Is my most important question.
Yes, it is.
All right, I feel like venison is kind of like a household name.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah.
Like you got, when you do tamales, you got venison. You got chicken.
Yeah,
beef. Exactly. People make venison tamales.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Remind me
every year.
Remind me, have you had mine?
Yeah, yeah, I
do.
Yeah. Okay.
Boy,
I think that was the first time I ever had venison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been so excited for Christmas in my life.
That's right.
Oh my goodness. I don't think Monday Night Football doubleheader should exist. I don't think they should. And I understand. I mentioned this to B. Scott earlier. And B. Scott, I appreciate the point, and I think it's reasonable and it makes sense. The idea that when you maybe, just maybe, get a stinker like the one that we were getting between the Titans and the Dolphins,
mm-hmm.
it's nice to have another one that delivers, especially in the way that Seahawks Lions did.
Yeah.
In the kind of staggered starts that they had. But allow me to counter.
To retort?
Allow me to retort, right? I think it's nice to have have you worked in retail before?
Oh, yeah.
You worked
in
retail before?
I did, for sure.
I think most of the short time.
A little bit, yeah.
I feel like that is the new, in the new era of work, is just like everybody did some time in retail or food service. I feel like a bad primetime game is kind of the equivalent of, hey, it's a slow day, so we don't let you go home early. I would much rather have oh, I don't have to watch football tonight, right? Like, because this game is out here.
I'm out.
Let me go. Let me. I'm gonna put on the game station, or I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna go watch a book,
watch
or I'm
a show.
Gonna watch a show.
Yeah.
Because look, NFL is already trying to take over the entirety of our week, mm-hmm. right? And that's if you just watch the NFL. If you watch college football, your Saturdays are gone. Maybe your Fridays too, as they're trying to encroach on that. Basketball season comes around. All right, Wednesdays and Thursdays are gone, and Fridays, and actually Tuesdays as well. Right, like you start. Just, and I love sports, don't get me wrong, but you know, you need a little bit of time to breathe every once in a while. And sometimes,
I think it's a good point.
What was nice is having a game where it's the only one on, and maybe it's a bad one, and I could just step away from it. But no, now mm-hmm. I had to go watch another great game. Thanks
they,
for nothing.
They should do the double. I think they did this in the past where I want to say the first two weeks of the season, mm-hmm. it was a double header.
But that
I'm
was
fine
just
dip, with that.
That was dipping their toe, and then they're like, oh, we can do this, and they're going to do more of it.
Yeah.
The NFL is never content. They're like, can we do
we
more?
We want more. That's what they do. The NFL says we want more.
That's right.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I've been seeing a lot of people post and talk about this on social media, and it kind of got me nervous a little bit. I'm a little nervous about the pork strike.
I saw that.
I'm a little nervous about it, man. Like, I could be overreacting to it, but
prices are going to go up.
Someone texted us and was like, make sure you got yourself a full tank and maybe you have some extra cash.
Somebody said full tank. I seen somebody say you better get your toilet paper together because it could be $40 for toilet paper.
Hey,
and that's why I'm like, it kind of got me thinking. I got to confess this too. I would be awful if apocalypse end up happening.
Correct.
Man.
Yeah.
I would be the if you see these movies and the first person gone in the movie, that would be me. I would not be able to survive, man. I actually might end it all myself. So I don't have to deal with this, man.
I've thought about this long and hard in the same ways that, like, you know, you and your friends will have conversations, nonsense conversations about what would you do in an apocalypse.
Yeah.
I've had this conversation and I'm just like, I don't want the hassle.
Yeah, I'm out.
Get me out of here.
Literally out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all seen the TV show The Last of Us, which is based off of a video game. I think in the show they actually it was a guy or a couple or something that took like some sleeping medicine that make you go to sleep forever. I would do something like that, man. I couldn't last if that type of stuff happened.
Oh, man.
Cuz your reward for fighting and making it another day is that you get to get up and fight and make it another day.
Yeah, is it worth it at this point?
Although I guess that's a fairly nihilistic look that you can look at any point in time, so maybe I shouldn't continue down that road.
This ain't fun. That don't sound fun at all. Like, what? How do that sound fun?
It does not. It does not
I'm
at
good.
All.
I'm good. It's been a good run. That's how I put it.
Speaking of the apocalypse, this is kind of in the same category. I honestly have no idea, sincere confession, why Houston, and look, this is a somewhat of a political thing, but I don't even know which side stands on what. I don't even know. I don't even know.
Switching the music.
I don't even know what side stands for what in this discussion. So I'm totally ignorant to the political aspect of it, even though I know it is political. Why the hell do we not have rapid transit better? Like trains? Did you see the news today? It happened right before the show.
No.
Starting next year, which is just in a matter of a few months, Houston is going to totally redo its highways again. And it said highways. This is highways.
No.
$9 billion impacting 450 acres, displacing 344 businesses, several homes. They're going to redo pretty much every highway in Houston to add a lane.
Over the course of how long?
Yes, years.
Okay.
Like, that's all we need, first of all, is more construction on the highways. And secondly, by the time they finish adding a lane, they're going to need another lane.
Yeah.
Like, it happened. It never fails.
It'll just incentivize more traffic, baby.
Never, ever fails.
Traffic.
I mean, Every major city has rapid transit. I'm not talking about these little cute little buses that are and trains that are going to NRG Park. I'm talking about
little buses. That's crazy.
Like legit Chicago, New York. I mean, all these places that have trains. Why can't we do it right once?
Yeah, I mean, it would be helpful.
You think? Have some 7 million people, whatever it is, 8 million?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can see you guys staying out of this.
Yeah.
It's all you, buddy.
I gave you a decent amount of support.
Hey, I'm sure somebody going to text in, who the hell is this idiot on the air right now talking about this?
Well, yeah, we got some 979, rather. Would you take the train?
Yes, and I do in other cities. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, just sincerely, yes.
Yeah. You're sitting on your high horse.
I understand and appreciate what you're doing here, but I personally would, to be completely honest.
I do. When I'm traveling, it's easier. Yeah.
But yeah, I get it. We're just going to leave John there. Sorry, dog. Watch
this. Find out who your friends are.
Buddy, let you. Well, I was like, I was going to be your friend, but then I also ran from the grind. And I will go entirely away from that and mention I am very easy in this regard, apparently. You tell me steak 9, I'm there. Shout out to the Legacy Cigar Lounge. They had the steak night yesterday. I know that Sean was out there, and I was like, well, Sean's out there, and it's a steak night. Let's go. And, buddy, I had fun, man. It was a great time. We were watching the game in there, smoking cigars all over the place. Got a few of those to go as well. And I'm a happy man. That's all it took. Very, very easy.
Steak night is one of those terms that just automatically everybody gets. Ooh. You get everybody's attention.
It's like,
steak night. Oh, wow, steak night. I didn't know you were having steak night.
So, yeah, just easy. Just if you let me know it's a steak night. And I, that's a great way to get me there. Watch this.
I can't even lie, man. I'm all in on this LeBron and Bronny storyline.
Oh boy!
Hey, let me be clear. I am not a Lakers fan. Never been a Lakers fan at all. I don't really care for LeBron outside of him being in the Cavs uniform. But this story, I feel like this story is so cool, man. For some reason, just seeing him with his son in the same uniform, just joking around and stuff like that. I'm kind of in on it now, man. I watched their media day a little bit, and it's a cool thing to see, man. I don't know if we'll ever see this again, or not anytime soon.
There's intrigue.
I'm kind of in on it, man. I don't think Bronny gonna be that good, but just the whole storyline and the headlines of it, I'm kind of in on it now, man.
I get it. I'm not. But there is intrigue. But I get it. You know what? I got another quickie here real quick. Watch
this. Are you going to do the politics again?
It's not politics, is it?
Oh, come on.
It's not, is it?
Again.
So there's a special report on ABC right now.
Yes.
Like missile after missile after missile. I guess Iran launched
missiles. Is that a missile going?
Those are all missiles. Those are all missiles. I guess Iran launched a missile strike against Israel and whatever. That I'm setting that aside. Here's my confession. The first thing I thought of, and I told Reggie during a break.
Can't confirm.
No Astros.
Are they going to move the Astros? Are they going to preempt the Astros?
Yeah, we're about an hour away from when the Astros are slated to start.
Is this a little more important than the Astros?
Screw World War III. I want the Astros.
All right, I'm just going to go ahead and set the disclaimer right now. Distasteful joke coming. These are not the bombs that I'm trying to see right now.
Oh, wow.
I tried to... I tried.
You tried.
I did.
Actually, you didn't really try that hard.
I tried to make it.
Want to see some Yordan bombs.
You know what? Yeah, exactly. You know what? I'm going to go ahead.
Reggie bomb.
What we're going to do is we're just going to stop what we're doing here in the segment. I'm going to immediately commence writing my apology because, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. My bad, y'all. But, yeah, those are our lunchtime confessions, which may be canceled after this segment. You never know. Here in The Loop, Sports Radio 610. Hope you are having a wonderful Tuesday. It's a Texans ticket Tuesday. And you know what? Just because I feel like it, let's do it right now. Heck in honor of the boogeyman himself, Nico Collins, caller number 12 to 713-572-4610. We'll get a pair of tickets to the bullpen to see your Texans take on the Bills on Sunday. Again, caller number 12, 713-572-4610 will win those tickets. Best of luck to you. Appreciate you hanging out with us. All right, coming up next, it's a Tuesday. Let's do some college football on a Tuesday. Revisit the weekend that was in college football. We'll do that next.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.